Welcome back to Daf and Depth, Shabbos Daf Samach Beis. The Gemara Amar Aleph, in the midst of discussing wearing a kameya on Shabbos, and the Gemara is discussing, are we concerned that he'll take it off before he goes into a Beis HaKisei, and therefore he might come to carry a Dalet Amos in the Rishos HaRabim. The Gemara says there's no concern because it's Mechusa Ar, and if it's Mechusa Ar, he's permitted to go into a Beis HaKisei without having to take it off. The Gemara asks, Vare Tefillin, the Mechupa Ar, Tefillin is covered with ar v'tanya hanichnas lebeis hakisei choylitz tefillin berachig arba amis v'nichnas. A person, even though his tefillin and mechupa are covered with ar, still has to take them off before he goes into the beis hakisei. So how could you tell me that a person who's wearing a kameya with the shem Hashem does not have to take it off before he goes into the beis hakisei because it's mechusa ar? The Gemara answers hasa mishum shin. The Amar Abaya shin shel tefillin halacha l'meshem Sinai, and Rashi explains as a shin in the kmatim, in the folds of the bayis, which is not covered, and therefore he must take off his tefillin before he goes into the Beis HaKisei. And the Gemara continues, V'amar Abaya, dalet shel tefillin alachal Moshe Misinai, V'amar Abaya, yud shel tefillin alachal Moshe Misinai, then not only is the shin of tefillin alachal Moshe Misinai, the dalet and the yud are also learnt from a alachal Moshe Misinai as well. If you look in Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil shin shel tefillin, Tosfos says, V'loy garsina dalet v'yud shel tefillin. We cannot be goyris, like Abaya says, that the Dalet and the Yud of Tefillin are Lachal Moshe Misinai. Why not? Tosfos brings us back to Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis. K'demuchach b'pirkin b'perik b'amem adlikin k'abihode tani Rav Yosef lehukshuru l'melecha shamayim elo or behemot hara bilvar. Rav Yosef told us a halacha that the only type of or that you're allowed to use for melecha shamayim is or behemot hara. The Gemara is trying to figure out for what purpose, what was it necessary for Rabbi Yosi to teach us this halacha for? And the Gemara's maskana is umukila l'ritzuah sayin. The Gemara says it's coming to teach us that the ritzuahs of tefillin have to be made with arba hema tahira because they are malacha shamayim. V'loy parich dalet shel tefillin alachal Moshe Misinai k'de parich gabeshin. Asks Tosfos, if you look in the Gemara over there, the Gemara said that the shin of tefillin is alachal Moshe Misinai. And since it's alachal Moshe Misinai, I know it from the pasuk of Laman, Tia, Teres Hashem Beficha, that it cannot be made from Arba Hema Tameya. I don't need the halacha of Rav Yosef. So asks Tosfos on Rashi, that according to Rashi, who says that the Dalet and the Yud are also learned out of halacha l'Moshe Misinai, and that's clear in Rashi, because Rashi explains that the reason why the Shin has its Kedusha is because it's part of the Shem Hashem, with the Shin and the Dalet and the Yud that are made out of the Ksharim on the Ritzuos. So Tosfos is asking, or is proving, that it's not possible to have a girsa that says that the Yud and the Dalet are also part of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Because if that's the case, why does the Gemara Daf Chav Ches say that we need the Halacha of Rav Yosef for the Ritzuos? Just like I don't need the Halacha of Rav Yosef for the Shin of the bottom of the Tefillin, because it's learned out of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, the Dalet and Yud as well, on the Ritzuos, are learned out of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And I can know that it's usher to use the Or of a Behema Tumeya because everything that's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai goes into the Pasuk L'man Tiyeh Teres Hashem Beficha with a Drasha Min HaMutter Beficha. You're only permitted to use something which is mutter to eat. And Or Behema Tumeya is usher to eat. So Tosfos is saying we cannot say, like the Girs of Al Gemara, that the Dalet and the Yur are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So what is Rashi going to do with Tosfos' question? So there are different tirutzim given in the Rishonim and the Achreinim. The Sfasemes gives somewhat of a balabada shateretz that ain't a chanami. The part of the ritua that has the dalet and the yor in the kesher, you're right. That's halacha l'moshe misinai. And that definitely has to be made out of the same or of the parshiyus, the same or that you use to make the batim. And that is learnt out from l'man tiyah teres Hashem beficha menamutu beficha. I don't need Rav Yosef's halacha for that. Rather, the hemshach of the ritzuos. Perhaps I could connect our behema temeya to the ritzuos and be mamshach the ritzuos to the share that they need. How do I know that I can't use our behema temeya for that? On that, I need Rav Yosef's halacha that the rest of the ritzuos that come past the kesher also have to be made out of our behema tahira. That's what the Sfasemes suggests to answer Tosfos' question on Rashi. The Chiddushi Haran, he says that the dalet and the yur that are written, or that are tied into the ritzuos of the tefillin, they're not b'chlal teres Hashem b'ficha. Why? Because they don't have a shame ksav. They're not choshev ksav. Something that's made out of a kesher is not ksav. Only something which is ksav, like the shin, which is built into, which is folded into the tzura of the bayis, that is a shame ksav, that could go into teres Hashem b'ficha. And therefore, that I wouldn't need Rav Yosef's halacha to tell me that I have to make it out of Arba Hema Torah, because that's already learned out from the halacha l'Moshe Misinai. And once it's part of the halacha l'Moshe Misinai, so it goes into the drasha of teres Hashem b'ficha and amotu b'ficha. But something which is not ksav does not go into the drasha of teres Hashem b'ficha and amotu b'ficha. If you take a look in the Ar Sameach in Hilchas Tefillin Perek Mal Halacha Aleph, he says in Enachanami, even though le'inyan Shabbos it's pashit that someone who makes a tzura of an ice through kshira, he's not chayiv for kaisev, he's only chayiv for kosher. But that should still make it a ksav, and it should still go into the drasha of teres Hashem b'ficha. So he suggests another reason why it doesn't go into the drasha of teres Hashem b'ficha and amotu b'ficha, and why I would need Rav Yitzchak's halacha to tell me that the dalad and the yud of the ritzuas have to be made from ar behema tohera b'lvar. And he says that the dalad and the yud are made in separate parts of the tefillin. I have the shin on the bayis, and I have the yur next to the shalyar, and then I have the dalid made on the back of the shalroish. And there's no mashmois that they look like a word. There's no mashmois that makes it looking like a ksav. In order to learn out of the drasha of teres Hashem b'ficha that it's a ksav and it needs to be minamotu b'ficha, there has to be a mashmois that it looks like a ksiva. And he says that the shin, even though it's its own letter, it's not together with the rest of the word, but he says that Rabbi Shua ben Meseira in Shabbos Daf Kuf Hei Amar Aleph says that someone who writes one letter as a gematria is chayiv on Shabbos to ksiva. And he says even though the Chachamim there argue on Rabbi Shua ben Meseira, that's only because it's not derech ksiva. A person doesn't write using one letter. But he says everyone will agree that there's enough of a mashmois, the clear mashmois that the shin on the tefillin shel roish is being meramiz, is telling us and hinting to us that it's part of the Shem Shakai. And therefore, it goes into the halach of teres Hashem b'ficha. And that's why Rashi holds, when the Gemara says that I need to have Rav Yosef's halacha for Ritzuis, is because although the shin of tefillin goes into teres Hashem b'ficha, the dalet and the yur won't. Even though the dalet and the yur are part of the Shem Hashem, part of the Shem Shakai, that we could say that the shin of tefillin is all part of the Shem Shakai, but the dalet and the yur, since they have their own mashmoisin, or they have no mashmois at all, they're just in separate places, therefore they cannot be part of the ksav flaman tia teres Hashem b'ficha menamotu b'ficha, and therefore they have to have Yisus halacha. And therefore, Tosfos that asks on Samach Beis Amar Aleph and says that the dalet and the yur cannot be part of the halacha l'moshe misinai, Rashi will tell you they could be part of the halacha l'moshe misinai, but that doesn't make them be part of laman tia teres Hashem b'ficha menamotu b'ficha. And therefore, they need Rav Yosef's halacha that the reason why they have to be made out of Ar Behema Tahira is because Lo Hukshuru L'Melecha Shamayim Ela Ar Behema Tahira Bilvad. Have a wonderful day.